Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, welcome back in. Thanks for joining.
Oh, thank you for having me, as always. Really appreciate you.
Well, Congressman, I was heartened last night that it got into the debate in a major way, the military and also vis-a-vis Afghanistan. As most of us thought, America has not forgotten Afghanistan. What happened?
We have not forgotten Afghanistan at all. It's something that I think about every day. I think about our fallen, and every time I go to work in the halls of Congress, I think about ways to protect our soldiers. And if we send them to war, we have to make sure that it better be worth it. And this president has displayed a derelict of duty as if I have never seen the likes I've never seen in my entire life. Those 13 soldiers that died had no business dying, and let's be absolutely clear about this. If President Trump were still the president, those 13 soldiers would still be alive. Everyone knows this. We have displayed a level of weakness we have not seen since Jimmy Carter. And after last night, that's doing Jimmy Carter a favor. What we saw last night was an abomination. And the question is this: who is running our country? The entire world watched last night, and they watched a weakened America. And you wonder why you're seeing what's happening in the Middle East. You wonder why Hamas attacked Israel. You wonder why Russia invaded the Ukraine. You want to wonder why China wants to invade Taiwan. I would, too, because we have a vegetable for the president, and nobody is running it. And I want to commend President Trump for this. President Trump going into the lion's den with the car stacked against him in CNN in a blue area, he crushed it. He knocked it out the park, and he is the one that exposed all the Democrats' lies for the past 2 years. This man is unfit to be president.
You know, you're the first one we've had on and first one I've seen to gravitate toward this because it gets into a lot of things, Congressman. Who is running the country? It appears to be Susan Rice, Ron Klain, who's meeting along with President Obama and Biden today. And then, you know, my thought is, and you're closer to it, but the people I've been around at various deputy levels, they're emboldened because you have a president that is merely ceremonial in most ways, other than some of the disasters. So they want him to stay there because they have real power now.
The people use this name, and I want to add this, the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats have more power right now than maybe in the history of this country, because you are absolutely right. They're not going to get any pushback from the presidency because they have no idea what's going on. He has empowered the bureaucrats in Washington. That's why spending is out of control. That's why inflation is out of control. He refuses to do anything about the border because the bureaucrats are running the border. This is obvious. This is why you're saying how much powerful Alejandro Mayorkas has, even though he is a complete joke. That's one example of what I'm talking about, where you're looking at the weaponization of government, you look at the FBI, the CIA, the three-letter agencies, the attack on President Trump, the attack on Mar-a-Lago, all this adds up. There is no one at the head of the helm to say no or to stop this, and he has empowered these animals to do this. This is why November is so important, and I think the world saw it last night. Quite frankly, I think the election is over. I don't care what they do. They can bring in Gavin Newsom. They can bring in Mickey Mantle and resurrect his life. I don't know. I don't care. This is over. But now, what do we do? Because it's gotten so bad. We have a lot of repairing to do in this country.
Well, absolutely. And with guys like you at the helm, certainly we'll see some good results. President Trump last night, you know, there may have been some points. No one's perfect under that pressure. But he did a good job, and this is really important where you are, weaving in and out the issue of illegal immigration and how it's affecting African-Americans and Latinos.
He did an excellent job on that. And Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida and I were in Atlanta a couple of days ago leading up to the debate. And we were in the black community, in a black barbershop, in a cigar lounge in a black community. We had an event called Cigars, Cognac in Congress, literally in the belly of the beast.
Now, wait a minute. All that was in a barbershop. Now it's cigars, cognac, and barbershopping?
Oh, no. Oh, no, sir. Au contraire. So we had a barbershop.
Okay.
Round table first with black-owned businesses and a black-owned barbershop that President Trump called into and spoke to the owner and everybody in the room for 15 minutes. And then later on that evening, Byron and I went to a cigar lounge and had that event. And it was powerful. But the black community is suffering. That's what I can tell you. They know that they had it that under President Trump, one guy who's in transportation, he's a trucker. He pulled me off to the side and he said, Wesley, when President Trump was in office, I had money in my pocket. And now I don't know if I can even live anymore. That's the kind of stark differences that we're seeing in the black community. And President Trump did an outstanding job of weaving that narrative in and out. But also, he's put in the work. He's been to the Bronx. He's been to Philly. He's calling into a barbershop in Atlanta. He is going where no Republican has gone before over the course of the past, 40, 50 years. And this is why he's making such good headway. He's actually going to the people, listening to the people. And when you hear about policies like no tax on tips, that is coming from a member of the service industry that told that to him. And he goes, you know what? That's a good idea. That's the kind of president that we need back.
Absolutely. Hope to see you in Philadelphia again. Thanks for the service, the military service. And thanks for, putting your finger on things that nobody else is talking about. Thanks, Congressman, very much.
God bless you. Thank you all for having me. Anytime.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.